This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Proud sponsor, the Captain's America Third Watch Studio. This is David Moss Jr. We love our veterans, and they receive preferred pricing at any Moss Family Automotive location.
Foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Had to do some running around here for a minute. We are going to go right straight to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Boy, I had to do some running around here. As you know, the weekend crew sometimes does some stuff, and they did it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we have so much to talk about on the program tonight, and you're right. Sometimes you have to do a little run around the studio, make sure everything is put right in the right place in terms of all the equipment and everything. But boy, oh boy, we are looking at, I who knows, maybe the fight of the century coming up here, Captain. But at the same time, you know, we're seeing a lot of people out there saying, look, you know, we don't know what happened out there, but we're trying to find out exactly right. And why not? What's the harm in double checking things, I might ask?
Well, here's the situation as it stands right now. Lindsey Graham is telling the president, fight hard, don't concede. Okay, we'll go with that one, right?
That's right, yeah.
But in the meantime, Joe Biden has come out and said his first priority as president could be to require mandatory face coverings for everybody the second you step outside the door of your house or office or business.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I saw that earlier today, Captain, as you did, and my question was, I tried to find out a little bit more about it. Evidently, as president-elect, he's going to talk to the governors of the states to get them to agree to issue these mask mandates.
Right.
If the governors don't agree, evidently, then they're going to go talk to the county governments and so forth, and mayors, and get them to try to issue that. But my question is this, Captain. Doesn't that sound like making policy for the United States? Is it just a good old-fashioned political arm-twisting? But how many presidents do we have at one time? I mean, this sounds like the makings of a national policy before you were even sworn in.
Well, that's a very good question. And, folks, you're listening to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here on the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, the president also came out and said something very interesting. Now, after Joe Biden was chastised by some people in his own party for having what's called the super spreader outside events over the weekend, just letting people go, you know, thousands of people in different areas out there celebrating on the streets, if you will, some of the major blue cities. Now, Donald Trump says, well, I just might revive my campaign rallies as I pursue my legal challenge to the election results in some of the battleground states.
Yeah, Can you imagine that? I mean, exactly right. And this idea of the president going around to these different cities, what that would do is it would continue to put right into the spotlight this notion of why you would even have recounts, why it's okay in order to challenge results. You know, nobody's saying there's no peaceful transition of power, any of the kind of stuff you're hearing in the mainstream media, but this is, I mean, it's totally reasonable, because you know if the reverse were true, Captain, the Biden people would be demanding recounts.
Well, you're right. And the other thing is, with everything that's going on here, transpiring, whatever it might happen to be here at the moment, you've got adding insult to injury, because I know, and I think I know, what the Biden campaign response is going to be. It's going to be, well, you need to concede and you need to do this because I'm the president-elect, because I got these states. Well, here's something you need to understand. No one has certified a single election result yet, nor do they have to just yet.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. So this is one of the reasons why we have these election rules. They vary state by state, of course.
Yeah, but we need to,
the general reason.
We need to take those rules and we need to straighten them around to where we are not abiding by 50 different states' rules or whatever the situation might be. Or you get into some of these counties and in different states, and you might have 35 or 40 counties in a state. Let's use that as an example. And you might have 17 different rules and regulations.
Exactly right. But you know, there's this, the old adage, you know, if you're a carpenter, what's the main thing a carpenter always does? They measure twice and they cut once. Well, this is exactly that kind of thing, especially when there's a question.
Well, let's get to something here. It's fairly important for the people in South Florida right now and down in the Keys and Central Florida, too. Leo gave us a weather report from Miami. He was telling us that the rain was very heavy down there. They've only had, like, let's see, they're 20 inches above normal for the year. They're supposed to get another 15 to 20 inches of rain over the next several days. The storm is basically stalled over the over Florida, and it's not going to go anywhere soon. It's going to kind of do a loop-de-loo and come back towards Florida and be in the picture probably most of the week. So tropical force winds are in play right now. Could be a Cat 1 hurricane. Don't think it'll be much more than that. But rain, go away. There'll be plenty of it coming to Florida in certain places where they don't need it, and Leo was letting us know. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to break. When we come back, lots more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. Also, I will tell you that it helps to eliminate pain or even lower pain associated with whatever the problems are you've got, including pre-existing injuries. It's worked for me, and I got plenty of them. Now, I'll tell you, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort in the patient, too, and it supports healthy joints and muscles in the healing process. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you can try the 3-week quick start, which only costs $19.95. Now, that is a health product. Somebody asked me about this. They said, well, will insurance cover it? Well, maybe it will and maybe it won't. I don't know how to answer that. But I can tell you this much. It's a health expense. And you get enough expenses when it comes to your health at the end of the year, and Internal Revenue allows you to deduct that when you have medicines and whatnot. And this is definitely one of them. All right, so there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give the $19.95 per month quick start a chance there. And see what happens. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Mike in Clearwater on the telephone line. And Mike, I'm bringing you in there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Well, time out. Just a second. I got to get this on the air real quick because Leo just called me again down in Miami and said that things are breaking wide open down there because, of course, the storm is getting closer. It's not over South Florida yet. I mean, I said that wrong. It's just starting to make landfall over South Florida, and it's sticking around a while. And not only do they got winds, they got lots of rain. Everybody's concerned about flooding and low levels. So for God's sake, if you're going to Miami tonight with a load, one of you guys and gals out there or anywhere in South Florida, be advised. You might have some interesting problems. Now, go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Well, Captain, Professor, We all know that the president foresaw something like this happening.
Oh, I knew about this back in January when I first talked about it, when Biden said what they were going to do.
And so it was very imperative for the president to get Amy Coney Barrett confirmed, which he did, because he said that this may come down to the Supreme Court having to decide who's the president. So now, Professor, we all know that there's a lot of liberal judges out there, but I think that they've uncovered enough evidence that proves that funny business has been going on in some of these battleground states. So my question to the professor and even you, Captain, do you think we're going to have another Bush v. Gore situation where the Supreme Court will come in and overturn this and say that President Trump is the legitimate president of the United States? And let me know what you all think.
Okay. I'm going to start it by saying this is not another Bush v. Gore situation. This is much worse. You don't have one state. You have a handful of states. You have five or six or seven or whatever the case may be, where apparently the votes were manufactured by whatever means they used to manufacture them, whether it was man-made or machine-made or, you know, by voter machine-made. So this is a different scenario. Now, will the Supreme Court reverse this? It takes proof, concrete proof, in order to make any change of any type. Now, your turn, Kyle.
Yes, thank you, Captain, and thank you, Mike. That's a great question. And basically, the Supreme Court, of course, now Justice Alito, you know, issued that order about segregating the late arriving mail-in ballots.
In one state.
In one state. That's in Pennsylvania. But what that could also signal, though, of course, is that the Supreme Court is going to be sympathetic to wanting to hear cases about this, and consider these things. So I think that's very important. Also, if there are shenanigans in the sense that what the Trump lawyers, lawyer team is going to bring in, and if it's compelling, then yes, I think that there could be some pretty interesting decisions that come down as a result of this. Now, of course, there's also the recounts that are going to be triggered here or asked for by the Trump campaign after these states certify their results, basically. And it's very possible that ballots are going to get thrown out, that the segregated ballots in Pennsylvania, for example, might make a difference if they're ruled being illegal ballots, that is, they're not eligible to be considered. So some of these things could change. So we're just going to have to wait. Now, I agree with the captain. I think it's worse than Bush v. Gore because this is more widespread. It's more insidious. It doesn't go down to the hanging chad and all the things that we remember from Florida, but this seems to be much more systematic. Now, again, it's with Donald Trump is within his rights to go and ask for these kinds of reviews and bring these suits. What's troubling to me is that we don't have a lot of support for that among others who keep talking about our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. Well, this is how our democracy plays out in this particular case.
All right. And, folks, the one thing about all of this is, again, this is going to take proof, evidentiary proof. And you can yell, you can scream, you can holler, call me whatever names you want. But it's not just going to stop all by its little lonesome here. And let's see here. Let me go over to the telephone. Good morning, caller. Who's this, Dan? And Dan the Man?
It's Dan the Man.
Yep.
I think the tentacles of this corruption are so widespread, go so deep in so many places. I think you'd need 3 or 4 years to investigate this. I don't think the Supreme Court has is in the mood to take on anything other than something small, like a Bush v. Gore. I don't even know if they could handle this. You know, one of the things about Trump, for the past year, he's tweeted constantly over and over and over again this would happen. And yet he took no preventative measures to make sure it didn't happen. You know, he's got a corrupt head of the FBI. You could have put FBI agents there. You know, better yet, probably a law enforcement organization that's as good as the FBI, U.S. Postal Inspectors, nowhere to be found. So I think if this did go to the Supreme Court, I think they would refuse to hear it. That's kind of where I'm at. Right now, I'm kind of disappointed in him. Yeah, he could go and do his rallies. Nothing wrong with that. I think if he has a chance, it's in 4 years. But right now, I think he's wasting a lot of hot air. This is going nowhere, and it's going nowhere quick. And I hate to be on the opposite side of what Trump is, but he should just be a gentleman, congratulate him, and move on, because that's what everybody else has done.
Well, I don't disagree with you totally, but I do disagree with you in the fact that there are legal remedies, especially if they can come up with, the important thing is, concrete evidence. Now, we had the former governor of Wisconsin today say that the unregistered vote was 200% higher than the registered voters in the state of Wisconsin. I heard that and I almost fell over.
Oh, it's like that in Georgia too.
How can those votes count, Dan? If that's the case, how can any of them count?
I'm like you. I don't understand it, but they are. You know, all those secretaries of state and all they have to do is certify it, and Biden's the winner.
If they have to rush
to do that, they will do it. Even though Trump may have won by 100,000 votes. It's whoever that Secretary of State is, and if they want to certify it, then he's done.
Okay, let's bring Kyle into this. Kyle, what do you think about this? You heard that about the Wisconsin, right?
Right, about the 200%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, again, see, that's the thing. And yes, people did expect some level of voter fraud, and we have to, and as you've been saying, Captain, there has to be proof of that. Otherwise, it sounds like, you know, internet theories and these kinds of things.
Yep.
And the media almost as a whole have a united front that any kind of theory whatsoever is simply not to be considered. And I would agree to some extent there are some cockamamie theories out there, but generally speaking, if you can find that dead people were voting, and this is one of the things President Trump's going to do on his rallies, we understand, is read the obituaries of the dead people that voted, this kind of thing. In other words, in the very Trumpian way, create a spectacle about this. But again, if there's a certain level of fraud, but it wasn't enough to swing the election, that's one thing. But if it's not, then it's another.
Okay, well, Dan, we got about 30 seconds. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to break in about 15, so make it real quick.
I would just like them to grab one person that's the godfather of all this.
Okay.
There has to be, but until you do that, you're all nowhere.
Right. All right, thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Okay,
Dan the Man, everybody, Lafayette, Indiana. Meanwhile, Kyle Warren's going to be there. Caller, you hang on the line. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be an interesting night. What a week this is going to be.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Trump campaign has been pushing back against former Vice President Joe Biden's claim of victory in the 2020 presidential election, alleging widespread voter fraud in some battleground states and filing multiple legal challenges. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said the president has no reason to concede. He told Fox News that there are multiple reasons in his eyes that President Trump will eventually be proven the winner of the election.
If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again. President Trump should not concede. We're down to less of 10,000 votes in Georgia. He's going to win North Carolina. We've gone from 93,000 votes to less than 20,000 votes in Arizona. We're more votes to be counted. There are allegations of system failure, fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this segment's brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, all you got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and type in your zip code and ask them for a cost comparison on the vehicle that you're driving now, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorcycle, an RV. Heck, maybe you're going back and forth to work on a boat or an ATV. Whatever it is, they'll insure it. And you can also find out what it's going to cost you for your homeowner's or renter's insurance. And if you bundle that together with your auto insurance, you will save a bunch of money. So that's Geico. G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, let me bring Kyle Warren back first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller in Georgia. I believe it's Julianne in Georgia. Good morning, Julie. Good morning. Hello, Julianne. Oh, wait a minute. All right, I know where that is. Okay, I screwed that up. Okay, good morning, Julianne. How are you?
Hi, God bless y'all. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
And I have to say, heaven help us.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago, I'm in poor health, and 2 months ago, I requested a mail-in ballot that I never received. So, I checked up on this twice,
mm-hmm.
never had any confirmation, y'all, from this. So I finally physically went in and voted physically, and nothing was ever done about this. This is DeKalb County, Atlanta, Georgia. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was said or done.
Is that a blue county, a Democratic-controlled county?
Unfortunately.
It's Atlanta, yeah. Right? Okay, yeah, I thought so. Okay, all right. There's another county up there, too, and I'll get to that in a minute, but keep going.
No, but, I mean, and the whole point is there was nothing ever done or no one ever
okay.
called back. I made 3 or 4 calls, okay. y'all. I mean, I don't understand this. And
well, maybe you should get a hold of the Trump campaign. There's a number on the website if you have access to the Internet, Donald J. Trump.
And I have.
Hmm?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, and so let them know, and that'll be a start at least.
And the fact that David Perdue, that breaks my heart here.
Okay.
To even think about Ossoff.
Well, you have 2 senatorial races coming up in January, and the people there need to get it right, or God help us all. All right, I got another caller in Julianne. Thank you very much.
January 5th. God bless y'all.
All right, thank you. And now we'll go to Mike in Clearwater because he forgot something. But, Mike, before you start, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Don't you think Donald Trump needs to fight? Because how do you stop people in a house somewhere from filling out ballots with fake names and turning them in, or maybe even people that they found in the obituaries and turning them in, and yet they're being counted as votes temporarily anyway until the votes get challenged because they still have a legal right to challenge votes for whatever the problem might happen to be as a result of being the challenge. You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll do you one even better, Captain. How about some states where you can go in there and you don't even have to show ID? Oh, I'm so-and-so.
That's
okay,
true.
Here's your ballot.
That's true.
So, you know what? He has every right. Now, before I get to my point, let me just say this. If Biden was any kind of a decent person, he would read, instead of declaring victory, he would say, Mr. President, let's work on this together. Let's figure out who really won. You know, let's put our politics aside and let's get together and let's get to the bottom of this. You don't see him doing that. Now, here's my other point, and this, Professor and Captain, there was a courageous man, a postal worker,
mm-hmm.
who came out and now this is not like where it was an anonymous whistleblower. This person was named. Their name came out and mm-hmm. they under sworn oath said, we were instructed by supervisors to backdate ballots that came in late, backdate them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that this man is in hiding somewhere for his safety because I believe that there's going to be people gunning for him. And it takes a lot of, what do you call it, bravery to come out and do what he did.
Yeah, it's more than him, though.
So,
yes, it's more than him.
Yep. But like I'm saying, and these people's lives could
right.
potentially be in danger.
Okay. All right.
These people are crazy. So
I
let
gotta,
me know what you think, Professor.
All right. I got to run because the phone lines are loaded up. Okay. Before we do that, let me go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain, this is Jim from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
It's a sad turn of events here, but the bottom line is this. If we don't fight for our rights, not talking about violence, but our rights are in danger, this could be the last chance that we get. Donald Trump has a few more months in office. He's still the president. We know, and everyone knows, that they're stealing the election. We have our pens, we have our phones, we have our typewriters.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they completely control the mass media. You and I both know, because I've seen your Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
that Twitter and Facebook are totally on their side, trying to censor everything. Anybody in law enforcement knows
yep.
that you tell a young woman when a guy comes out from nowhere, puts a gun to your head and says, get in the car, you need to be there for your life. Because if you get in that car and they take you away, it's not going to get any better, and your chances get worse by the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We have to fight for our lives right now. We could never have an honest election again, and we have the most power we have to fight for ourselves, for our rights, for our Constitution, for our country, right now. If we don't fight in the next 2 months, we can't be crying any year from now that we don't get another chance. Thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. Now, Kyle, we had a couple of things tossed at us there, so go for it.
Well, right, Mike was talking about the postal worker who had said they were instructed to backdate the ballots. And, this is explosive stuff. And I would tell you this, just as Jim was talking about, the mass media is essentially, behind, Biden and all this kind of thing. Well, if you had anybody coming out and saying, we were backdating ballots and that helped Trump get, win this state or win that, or if Trump had decisively won the election on election night, you can be assured that the critical mass story of the news media would be, if, one vote wasn't counted properly, we need to look at this whole thing, and Joe Biden needs his day in court. I mean, all you have to do is just reverse it, and that's why it's so obvious, what's going on. But the people across the highways and byways, Captain, they see it and they know what's going on. Now, nobody's saying that, magically this is all going to be reversed in 2 seconds. But we are talking about the principles, because if we're being told that our democracy is under attack or isn't being adjudicated properly, well, then it behooves us all. We all are diminished if we don't know the right answer to it now.
Well, again, that's all true. And again, I'm only going to state one simple fact, and that is that there is at the DonaldJTrump.com website a telephone number that's there for anyone to call to report any type of fraud whatsoever, wherever and however it may have been. And they definitely are looking for that information there if someone is willing to supply it. And our friend Wayne Allen Root, we all know who he is, right?
Right.
He came up with an idea that they offer the whistleblowers that have concrete proof and evidence $1 million. $1 million, okay, to say what they need to have,
anonymous?
Not anonymous. They have to do it with their name. But to do a legal deposition. There we go, deposition. I couldn't think of that.
Yeah,
a legal deposition so that they can do that. So there you go. Now, we've got all kinds of comments coming in here off the Facebook page. I'll have to take a look at them during the break, but I'll bet I've had 100 comments come in here in the last 30 seconds.
I know. Well, but that's because, Captain, people are fired up about it.
They are.
And again, if they stop counting and then suddenly all these votes appear, it just raises questions.
Now, I got several people wanting to know what the phone number is. Okay, I guess we'll have to find the phone number during the break, even though we are coming up on the truckers segment. But we'll go from there, and we'll try to get that to you as soon as we can. We'll give you the phone number to call in. In addition, I've got things posted all over the place, including a petition to the Supreme Court of the United States to have them look into the matter. That's all out there right now. A lot of things are going on. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And boy, is this a busy night and getting busier by the moment. Callers, hang on. I'll get right to you. I promise.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
All righty. It's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to race through this because we got more callers and comments here that we got to get to. But we are, this segment of the program is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Make sure you stop by and get that free cup of coffee when all you got to do is go in on the Third Watch and say, I've been listening to the captain talk to you, talk about your truck stop on the radio and or wherever you're listening to us. And I'd like to get that free cup of coffee, and you'll get it. You will get it, Pilot or Flying J. Okay, well, it's a great night to play this song.
Come on. Cool, cool, and that a boy. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh, and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up with L.O.C.? The girls are all jockeying at the other end of the bar. Having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I got them shows over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly. He said, Funky Cole Medina.
Ha ha ha!
Oh, my goodness. That's a little tone lock there, Funky Cole Medina. And that's just about the way things are going tonight with everything that's transpiring here. So real quick, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren. Kyle, we got a caller. Caller, you hang on. I got to read the weather statement here because this is some serious stuff we got going on right now. First of all, Florida. We have got a tropical storm that's going to linger over the state of Florida for the next 3 or 4 days. It's going to dump rain, lots of rain, especially in South Florida. They're already calling for as much as 20 inches of rain in South Florida. There isn't a single spot in South Florida that can handle that kind of rain. So we know what the end result's going to be. Meantime, Central Florida, we're going to get a bunch of rain. Southwestern Florida, eventually we'll get a bunch of rain. This storm, the projected path has it going into the Gulf, making a right turn and coming right back over Florida, where we don't know yet. Now, in the meantime, a large storm will continue to impact parts of the West with winter weather through Monday. Strong winds up to 40 and 50 miles an hour are creating blizzard conditions in Montana along sections of I-90, I-94, the Crow Reservation, where the two roads come together, while heavy snow is forecast from the Sierra down to the south central Rockies, down into not just Colorado, but also the northern part of New Mexico, parts of Arizona, and parts of California. So, Kyle, you take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Up in Montana, we have the blizzard conditions there, travel being essentially very difficult, if not impossible, in many of these areas. And this is north of Great Falls, in the Great Falls area, where they have the blizzard warnings.
Just to add to that, I just got a little bulletin here. 4th of July on I-90 has been shut down.
Wow, I'm not surprised about that at all. This is a major, major blizzard and storm going on. And you're right, Captain, we do have high wind advisories all over the West. In California, we have a freeze warning that essentially goes all the way down the California Central Valley, including San Francisco area, Modesto, also Fresno. And so a lot of agriculture there, of course, can be affected. Hard freeze warnings out in the Death Valley National Park area, and also high freeze warnings out near the San Bernardino Mountains and so forth. We've got a lot of cloud cover on the satellite as well. As you mentioned, in the southwest, it's getting cold, and we've also got a winter storm warning north of Phoenix in Arizona. High winds around Laramie and Cheyenne, Wyoming. And again, also, as you mentioned, in New Mexico, high wind warning there in the central part of the state. And so it's just wherever you're traveling out west, you're going to encounter something, it looks like, in these states. So be very careful out there.
Okay, here we go with Tropical Storm Etta, which is soon going to be a Category 1 hurricane. I don't think it's going to get any stronger than that, but it might. We don't know yet. We just don't know. Now, hurricane conditions are expected tonight and early Monday across portions of the Florida Keys and are possible across most of southern Florida. Now, tropical storm conditions will extend well away from Etta's center across the southern and central portions of the Florida Peninsula, including the I-4 corridor. Now, there's danger of life-threatening storm surge in portions of the Florida Keys. Life-threatening storm surge is possible along portions of the southern coast of the Florida Peninsula, and residents in those areas should follow any advice given by local officials. If they tell you to leave, for God's sakes, leave. Now, Etta is forecast to approach the Florida Gulf Coast later this week. Once it goes out, it's going to make a little turn, Kyle, into the Gulf, then make another turn and come back into Florida. And it could bring impacts with rain, wind, storm surge, all of the above. We have to pay attention to the weather this week. Etta is going to be a problem for at least the next 3 days.
Exactly right. And as you mentioned, Captain, the amount of rain could just be devastating.
Devastating.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's go to the telephone line, and we've had a very patient caller, and I think I know who this is. Is this Barefoot Bob McGinley?
Yes, sir, Captain.
All right. Go. I just had to say that for the hell of it. Go ahead.
I know you did. I know you just couldn't stand it. All right. Anyway, as far as the proof, if you want proof, if they want say they want proof, they've got computer programs they messed with. They got votes that are backdated. They got sections that turned out 100% Biden. They had late ballots that were 100% Biden. Poll watchers denied access. Rules illegally changed. Trump name was moved to the bottom section of a ballot. In other words, they said if you more, in other words, if you go to more, dead people voting. In my opinion, the only solution to this, and I don't even know if it's possible, you can ask the other guy, we need to just redo this election.
Well, stop. Stop right there. Stop. No. We cannot redo the election. Constitutionally, we cannot redo the election. But we can stop counting all the ballots and toss out all the ballots that have not been verified as being registered voters that they can verify who they are. We can do that.
Okay. And then the other thing I'm going to say is that not only for the presidential part, but for the down ballot part, in other words, those sections of the country where they got their congressmen and senators, you know, even in states where it appears that you would normally think they're blue states and it wouldn't matter nothing, we couldn't be possibly overturned. Those things, because God knows how many people in California, you mentioned California, how much this was done, or in some of these other states that are solid blue states.
Yep.
Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, I appreciate that, Bob, and that's, of course, our resident question. I call him the professional question asker because he comes up with some good ones. Okay, Kyle, let's get back into this now because here's the deal, okay? What's ironic about all this and how come we know they cheated in the presidential race is because the down-ballot races in many of these states where the votes are so far off, the Republicans won seats.
Yeah, this is a real interesting part
of this. So you know there was something screwy going on.
Well, sure. You know, and again, you know, to see this happen like this, again, it continues to raise questions. And you're right. Why are these down ballot things going when it seems like the target was President Trump and not, you know, to go after these other offices? So again, we just need to know the truth. And that's somehow, but now, you know, you're going to be called all kinds of things if you just want to know what the answer is to this.
Well, being called all kinds of things is okay with me. And again, I've had another question here, and I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you different, but if you go look at the Constitution, it tells you when we're supposed to vote for the president, the day, the month, the whole nine yards.
Well, right. So again, if there's foul play or these kinds of things, there would be legal remedies through that. But I can't imagine, at least at this stage, that you would see something like that again because of the Constitution that enumerates when the presidential election is.
No, and one of the reasons why Judge Alito may have told the state of Pennsylvania to keep those votes after 8 p.m. on election night separate is because if they are going to be tossed out, they'll know exactly what they were and how they were, and they need to be validated. Just plain and simple, they need to be validated.
Right. And, of course, if they had already begun blending in these ballots, and if we don't have access to the envelopes that they came in, again, it's once the damage is done, it's done. And at least they're trying to stop the bleeding on it. But we're going to see as this plays out.
Yep, and hold that thought. And caller, you hang on. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and caller, hang on. I'll get right to you and see what's going on there. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.